A cyberspace devotee, Jack, from hotmail.com, wants to know if he marries a Hindu girl who wants to perform all the rites of the wedding and then of their life together, whether he should convert to participate in those rites or just remain as he is. As we speak, a printing press is publishing a book called How to Become a Hindu. Thousands of copies. And also, in the next issue of Hinduism Today, we're having a digest of How to Become a Hindu. And also, on the internet, is all about how you can become a Hindu, Jack. And yes, you should join the religion of your wife-to-be, because the oldest religion in the world, and you don't want to be on the outside looking in all of the time. You want to be right on the inside. For a very strong marriage, not only a physical attraction is necessary, an emotional, an intellectual, and spiritual. Therefore, both should be of the same religion and raise their children in that religion. A cyberspace devotee from Mentakon, Malaysia, asks if the awakening of the Kundalini has to do with the individual's personal karma. The awakening of the Kundalini has been a little bit over-commercialized. It's not something that was ever asleep. The heat within your body that you can feel is Kundalini heat. But most importantly, the expansion of consciousness, which one experiences in meditation, is the slowly rising of the Kundalini. As consciousness expands, all of your deeds and misdeeds become magnified, and often a barrier to future progress, because there may be some deeds that you do not want to face up to, you do not want to look at. So before any Kundalini yoga is practiced, a firm philosophical foundation of the essential truths of Sanatana Dharma has to be there. A cyberspace cadet in Wellington, New Zealand, who's 19 years old, just starting his spiritual quest and wondering, what is the first step? The very, very first step would be to never become angry. Anger is the enemy to spirituality. And then you must have a firm philosophical foundation. We would suggest you read and study Dancing with Shiva and Merging with Shiva. In Dancing with Shiva, Hinduism's contemporary catechism, there are many verses of the Vedas that you can apply to your personal life. And you'll find this book on our website. We hope you enjoy it.